Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Your Life radio show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, and certified coach, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and well-being in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another fabulous day. And what's better than positioning yourself for success? Many people strive for success, desire success, but we're really going to focus today on how you position yourself for success. And I think that's very different than wanting it. And I think that when you position yourself for success, that it's not just striving for it, but it's getting yourself exactly where you need to be so that you are in the right place for success. And I'm going to be talking to somebody today, Allison Tibbs, who knows just about that. She's an entrepreneur, a coach, a speaker, and she's authored over 8 books. Allison's the owner of the marketing firm Marquise LLC and the training company, Allison Tibbs International. She's the founder of the Empower a Girl Foundation and Empowering Girls Worldwide, and also the co-founder of a corporate training company, Power Pair Divas, she's busy here, and women's empowerment organization, The Empowered Circle. For over 8 years, Allison has specialized in marketing and in social media strategies for Fortune 500 companies, professional athletes, celebrities, entrepreneurs, speakers, coaches, you name it, authors, and also aspiring entrepreneurs. So those out there who are aspiring, tune in as well. She shared the stage and co-authored over 8 books, as I said earlier, with world-renowned speakers and authors like Les Brown, Jack Canfield, and Mark Victor Hansen, focusing on marketing and sharing her life experiences to empower audiences to reach success breakthroughs in their lives. And wow, Allison, how are you?
Good. How are you? How are you?
I'm actually great, and I'm looking forward to this. I have a lot of your information and a free book that you actually give out to people for small businesses. I certainly have that. It's a PDF. I've looked at that, and so we're going to be really shifting. What do you mean by positioning yourself for success? What's that about, Allison?
Well, you know, and you hit the nail right on the head when you said it's one thing to, you know, want success and to say, you know, this is what I want to achieve, this is what I want to have, this is what I envision for my life. But there's another thing to actually put all of the pieces and all of the gears in motion that will actually allow you to get to that destination of success. So, you know, it's a lot of different things. It's your mindset. It's how you, the actions, the environment. It's a lot of different components that can actually determine whether or not you're actually going to take that vision and turn it into reality.
And, you know, I think you said something important, that vision, because I think that success also involves having that vision and having that desire. Now, you have some really very beautiful specializations, and I've utilized some of your wonderful work efforts. Folks, hear that. And so I want to delve a little bit into what you do that strategically helps your clients and all the people that you serve position themselves for success. How do you take a client such as an entrepreneur or an aspiring entrepreneur and move them in the direction of positioning themselves for their own success?
Well, you know, the first thing, and this is actually one of my absolute favorite things to do, is really working with someone who has passion, who has this great idea, but just needs that extra, you know, push and that guidance to get to the next level. And, you know, for me, the first thing that I always will ask is, you know, what does success look like to you? Because I realize that a lot of people, you know, they say they want success, and, you know, that's great, but a lot of times they haven't really sat down to think about what does success really look like in your own terms, your own definition. And I'm always reminded of one of my dear friends who is, she's just one of the most brilliant people. She's so smart. She's so intelligent. She's really good with numbers and finance. And, you know, that's the direction that she had just placed herself in because she was good at it. And she worked in that career for so long. And then one day she realized that she wasn't passionate about what she was doing. She was just good at it. And that she had other dreams and other visions for success for herself. And she had to break free from everyone else's definition and vision of success for her life and take a step back and think, what is it that success really looks like to me and what do I want to achieve? And from there, she was able to really move into her purpose and really do something that she loves and is good at. And now her vision of success is coming to fruition because she's really identified what exactly she wants and what she wants to achieve. So that's the first step that I do when I work with clients. I really want to understand it because so many times we allow the media, we allow our family, our friends, we allow so many different factors point us in a direction that we not necessarily want to move into.
You know, I think it's really important what you said, and you also know that I talk a lot about success and have that book out, Mastering the Art of Success, a co-authored book. And I talk about some of that too, that it's so important to make that determination, like you're saying, Allison, as to what does success look like to you and not use somebody else's success ideas or measurements to conjure up your own success. What if, though, what if somebody doesn't know what it looks like that? How do you help them frame it? Or can you? Or
yeah,
do
you? Yeah, you know, I do my absolute best because I believe that we're all put on this earth for a purpose and to do something great. It doesn't matter the magnitude of it, but everything from small to large is great. And I think that it's a privilege to be able to tap into that. So I do a lot of different things. For example, if I have someone who comes to me, you know, and I get this quite often, where they have a small business, they're working at it, it's not really working that great, sales are slow, you know, they're not getting the right customers, you know, things are just not really working. And I like to just pull back sometimes because I want to know exactly, you know, what is it that you really want to do? If money wasn't a factor and you were able to, you know, make enough money to pay your own bills, to live comfortably, to make sure your family's taken care of, what would you do every day? What would get you motivated? What would get you fired up? What really inspires you? Just to really get the blood flowing. That's one way. Another thing that I do a lot is just to ask them, what did you want to be when you were, you know, when you were a child? What did you want to be when you grew up? And because have these discussions, because just because someone says, I want to be an astronaut, you know, when I was 5 years old, that may not be a viable career choice or a direction for the company or the business, but I like to dig a little deeper to figure out why. Why did you choose that? What did you enjoy about that? And then from these discussions and conversations, I'm able to pull out the different things that really ignites them and really gets them fired up and really just inspires them, and to kind of listen to those passion points, that inflection in their voice or that, you know, that flicker in their eye when they talk about certain things. And from there, just trying to put it all together. And then once we have those pieces, we can begin to navigate and figure out together, you know, okay, these are the next steps that we need to move into that will allow you to be passionate, to be happy, to really tap into your purpose, and just to move forward. So I give it my all. And most of the time, once we have these conversations that we don't really have, you know, about passion, about the things that we enjoy, and we kind of take obligation and, you know, the pressures of life and everything else and get to the core of it, it makes it so much easier to figure out what we can add to their business. You know, what we can do to improve, how to restructure a business. A lot of times I look at the business model and think, you know, how to restructure it so we can include some of those things and just to make it more of a viable and a successful business.
And, you know, all of that is so very important. And going back to really get to what's in their heart, because oftentimes what people are not only thinking about but feeling so deeply about is also where a lot of their interests and their talents lie as well. You have this small business marketing system, and it's like it's geared to small businesses, like it says. But how do you help, you know, how do you help people within this system actually maximize their business potential? What, and without giving away everything in the book, but what are some ideas that help people maximize their business potential?
Well, the first thing is, especially with business owners, that I find when I start working with people is that they really lack clarity in a lot of different areas of their business. They lack the clarity in terms of who they actually want to serve. You know, I get a lot of people say, yeah, my product's for everyone. I can do everything. I can do it all. From a marketing perspective, you have to have some type of clarity and some type of laser-focused plans of action to move forward. And so a lot of times small business owners are really wearing themselves a bit too thin, trying to be everything for every customer and client. And, you know, that comes out of if you're really in it to be of service, then I understand that. But when you have that clarity, so for example, you know, I always do this analogy is, okay, let's say you say your product's for everyone. Let's say it's a diaper. You created this new eco-friendly diaper and you say it's, you know, anyone can use it. Well, yeah, technically anyone could use it. You know, I don't have children, but I could use it as a Swiffer replacement for my floor. I could use it to clean my windows, I suppose. But by you marketing and putting your business out there to everybody, it's going to fall on people with deaf ears who really don't need your product or service. So, you know, really think about who it is that you want to serve. Think about what solution that you can provide or what problem that you solve for that person. And from there, that's where you build all of your marketing momentum. And that's where that potential from kind of wearing yourself too thin, you know, marketing, spending tons of money, wasting tons of hours and resources trying to be everything to everyone, you start to have more focus. You cut down on the resources that you're spending. You cut down on the time, and it allows you to get more qualified and quality people coming to you because they know that you can solve the problem that they have.
So, and I think that's important. You're really talking about targeting your particular market, targeting who the people are that are going to benefit from it. What if, and this is, I'm thinking more of myself, and you know me a little bit, but what if somebody has very diverse products and topics or whatever? Would you focus more on each particular product to be able to maximize that? How would you, and this is not just for me, this is for our listening audience as well. What approach would you use to help that person or persons maximize their business potential?
Well, absolutely. And I think that, you know, people like yourself who really have these talents and gifts to really serve many different groups of people with based off your experience, your expertise, your passions, that's great. And I'm never a person to say you have to choose one. You'll never hear that come from my mouth because I'm just like you. I have tons of ideas and tons of different things that I want to do and that I would love to get out to the world. So in these situations, what I suggest is to take each segment or each factor of your business, and we develop an individualized plan for each one. Because, for example, if you are, actually yesterday, I have a new client that I just signed yesterday, and she's a pastor of a church. She also has a life coaching business as well as a nonprofit. Now, each of those three areas of her business are and somewhat intertwined, but serve very different purposes. So what we did was, you know, we broke them all down. I said, for each one, we're going to develop who exactly are you going to serve and what exactly is the problem that you solve. And from each of those, we're going to build different marketing plans and strategies for each one to make sure that you're directing it to the right group of people. And from there, it allows you, again, it's all about like that targeting. It's all about you can have as many different things as you want, but each segment, each factor has to have a special plan because it serves a different purpose. So it's okay to have that. And once you learn how to set up systems and learn how to get your plan in place, it will eliminate and alleviate some of that pressure of kind of running around trying to do everything and trying to make it all work and fit. And once you develop that stride and you build your name in these different industries and these different markets, the great thing is it just helps to build and support your brand. And then after you're able to leverage it into going deep or to go into or to get in front of other industries because you can pull from previous experiences that you've already established. So it's not a matter of just choosing one thing and sticking to it, but I always say it's better to be a big fish in a small pond. If you happen to be a big fish in a couple of different small ponds, that's fine, rather than trying to be, you know, a small fish in a big pond because you're including everything into one pot. So just break up your pot, and, you know, that will help you. It'll give you more clarity and, in my opinion, less stress.
You know, I like that idea because in terms of me, I'll talk about me a little bit. As a businesswoman, people have always tried to kind of pigeonhole me. And like you said, there are lots of people that you work with, and this is what I love about you, lots of people that you work with that have that diversity, and you're able to help them focus in the specific areas for the specific targets rather than saying, okay, Dr. White, or whomever, you got to just choose one. It's like choosing
right.
one category. That to me is crazy. Now, I want to tell our listening audience, you can talk to us at 805-285-9790. Allison Tibbs is here talking about how to market yourself as a success person in whatever field, whatever area that you're in, positioning yourself for success. And I want to tell you that I've been a participant in Allison's seminars and what she does. She gets the audience so incredibly excited about marketing and about social media, and we're going to shift to that a little bit, that after she speaks, you see all these women, because a lot of her business or a lot of the seminars that I heard her at are geared towards women. All of them are like rushing up, waiting to talk to Allison to say, how can you help me? How can you help me? So she's a powerhouse of ideas. And one of the things that Allison really believes in and talks about a lot in terms of success with marketing is social media. So I want you to kind of address that a little bit and how that fits in with what you do.
Absolutely. And, you know, yeah, I love, you know, my workshops that I do. I absolutely love it. And because I know that marketing and running a business is it's very stressful. It can be confusing and frustrating at times. So, you know, I just feel so lucky that I'm able to work with people, especially in the workshop setting. I just love the energy that gets created there and I get into my groove. But, you know, one thing that I love, you know, and you've seen me speak about social media, you know, I just love it because it really can be a game changer in your business. And not, you know, even personally for your personal brand as well, it can be a total game changer. That's really how I was able to begin to grow my business and to get more clients for coaching through social media, because I'm all about, and anyone who knows me, I'm all about, you know, low cost, no cost when it comes to marketing strategies, I mean, even when it comes to shopping for personal stuff. You know, I'm always looking for a great deal. And so that's what I love about social media, because you're able to utilize free tools. Now, they're free in terms of money. They don't cost anything. You know, the cost you're really spending is the time to invest in it. But it allows you to expand your reach to people that you would never have been able to get in front of before. You know, a lot of times, a couple years ago, 10, 20 years ago, traditional advertising, whether it's newspapers or radio or TV, was just the standard. And it's very costly. It's very expensive. You know, your return on investment, it can be tricky if you don't have the proper messaging and the proper expertise to really develop a great traditional advertising plan. With social media, it allows you to do a couple of different things. The first thing it does, it allows you to expand your brand because you can reach anyone in the world. One of my first clients that I ever received was through LinkedIn, and it was for a company based in Pakistan. And it just blew my mind that I would never have been able to get a client, my international client, of that capacity. And it was a very large contract, but because I was utilizing social media to get my message out there. So that's one great thing, is that reach. Second, it allows you to develop deeper levels of engagement with your ideal customers or clients. You know, it's social for a reason, so it allows you to have these conversations. It allows you to understand their needs. It allows you to just build this rapport with them that you probably wouldn't be able to gather from just a client-supplier type relationship. And what it does is it just builds this know-like trust factor. And I'm a big fan of, if you can get someone to know you, like you, and trust you, they will give you their time, their money. They'll even let you babysit their children. So, you know, if you can get them to know, like, and trust you, you really develop this great relationship. And in this day and age, marketing is about building relationships. If you can get the relationship solid, people will become fans, they'll become loyal, they will become clients and customers that will refer you to other people. So social media is a great tool, and there's so many options now. There's so many platforms. And, you know, I hate to beat a dead horse, but it goes back to that target market and really finding out and figuring out where your ideal customers are playing on social media, and where are they looking, and where are they interacting. And then it's your obligation to meet them where they are.
And, you know, I think that's true. I think marketing, not only marketing, but success, since we're talking about success, is all about relationships. And so I'm totally on board with that, and that's part of my belief system as well. You have this small business marketing system, Allison, and you talk about creating a magnetizing message. So how does somebody do that who doesn't hire someone like you, but please hire somebody like Allison because it's important, but how do you create, or how does one create a message that goes out to people? What do they need to pay attention to?
Well, the first thing, you know, is again, it's really understanding your ideal client or your ideal customer and understanding what it is that they want, understanding what it is that they need, understand the keywords and the buzzwords that really perk their ears up, that, you know, that really let them say, oh, I should pay attention to this person. Because as you're going out there and you're marketing your business, there's tons of other people doing something very similar to what you're doing. And so it's your job to pull yourself out in the front and say, hey, choose me. I'm the best option for you. I'm the only solution for you. Nothing else is better out there than what I have to give you. So the first thing is for your message is one, to understand what really makes you unique and valuable, and that really will entice people to want to do business with you. And it's so important, you know, if you've taken a marketing course or, you know, looked online, they call the UVP, your unique value proposition, or your unique selling position, or whatever it is. It's basically something that says, I am the best. I provide the most value. I can do X, Y, and Z for you. I'm better than the competition. You know, and it's really, really just knock their socks off. So the first thing is to really identify what makes you unique and different. And I always tell people when I'm working with them, I say, create a list of 10 things that makes you unique in your profession. Whatever it is, just write it down. And then from that list, the next thing that I do is say, I want you to go and research your competition. If you can find any of these things on your list that your competition says, guess what? You're not unique. You're not different. So cross it off the list until you have something that you can't find anywhere else. And, you know, sometimes when I work with my clients, we do, you know, the PR spin or the marketing spin to help to, you know, maybe take something and to amplify it so that way they are different and unique. But you want to understand what makes you unique and different for your own sake, but also when your customers or ideal customers are making that decision between you and your competitor, you have to be ready to say, I know that my competition says this, this, and this, but let me tell you why working with me is different, and these are the results that you're going to get. So it also helps them that way. The second thing in terms of your message, which really blew my mind, I am a part of CEO Space, and it's a great organization. And one thing that they do is this thing called super teaching. And one of the super teaching sessions, Bob Tricosta, who is like the father of, you know, the home shopping, you know, industry, he's fantastic. And he did a session, and he talked about this term called WizGap, and it's WSGAT. And it
what
basically
is it?
Says WSGAT, and he calls it WSGAT. And it basically stands for what's so great about that or what's so good about that. And that I love that because a lot of times as we're marketing and creating these marketing messages, we're going in and we're just, you know, spitting out all this information to, you know, out to our target market. But at the end of the day, every question that your target market is going to ask is, well, what's so great about that? So as you're writing things down, as you're thinking about how to create your message, always ask yourself, what's so great about that? You know, why am I even saying this? You know, it's great to include all these features, but what are the benefits? And the benefits answers that question, what's so great about that? So those are the two things. They're, you know, two axioms. First is your UVP, your ultimate, your unique value proposition. And the second is WSGAT, what's so great about that? And that will give you so much insight on how to create a marketing message and a branding message that will make you unique and valuable.
That's, you know, that sounds wonderful. So now I'm going to ask you a question. What makes you unique, Allison? There are lots of marketing and marketing people out there, and I can identify some of the things that make you unique, but how do you identify that to your customers?
Well, for me, you know, a lot of, yeah, there's tons of competition. There's a lot of people that do what I do. But for me, there is, it goes way back for me. It goes back to, first and foremost, the utmost passion and desire to be in the marketing industry, in the marketing world. At the age of 12, I was actually helping a friend as father marketing his business. I had no clue what marketing was, but he would say things, and I would give him suggestions, and I would kind of tell him, well, this is what you should do, and this is what you should do. And, you know, he would say to me, okay, I'll try it. And then, you know, a couple weeks later, he'll say, I did what you said, and it worked. So I was like, oh, great. I love doing it. So every time I came home, I would, you know, work with him. And then from there, you know, I did some research. I realized what I was doing was marketing. And so at an early age, I had already tapped into what I believe was a gift that I was given to just to see things differently and to be very open-minded and creative and laser-focused at the same time. So when it comes to this ultimate passion, I absolutely love what I do. And being a small business owner, an entrepreneur, there's a connection that I have with other small business owners, solopreneurs, entrepreneurs. I get their story. I get why they do what they do. And I understand that marketing is the lifeblood of their business. And I also understand that if your business fails, it's not just because of shop, but it's my daughter can't go to private school anymore. If I can't take my spouse on this week-long trip to Hawaii because, you know, we never had a honeymoon. I can no longer help support my family or live my dreams or whatever else your reason for why you do what you do. And when you take a passion for marketing and a passion for genuinely helping people and you come together and form a partnership, because every person I work with, it's a partnership. I'm not the consultant. I'm not the person who's going to tell you what to do, and I'm not the person who's going to do it all for you. But I'm going to work with you hand in hand, and really we're going to together figure out what you're comfortable with. We're going to figure out where your passions lie. We're going to figure out the best way to maximize your marketing potential and make it so that it's easy, seamless, and that you're comfortable with it. Because I like to get to the point where once we're done working together and once we develop those systems, those external systems, as well as the internal mindset that we have to develop, when I walk away from our partnership, you now have what it takes. You have the confidence and the competence to make these marketing decisions for your business and to get success from that. So for me, it's really this partnership. It's a hand-holding, you know, it's developing these relationships. It's really building it. I take it personally. I take your business personally. So, you know, and for some people, they don't like that style. They want someone just to tell them what to do, or they don't really want to work, you know, towards it. And that's not who I'm looking for. You know, I know that I'm looking for passionate people, positive people, people who are open for change, people who are open to technology, people who, you know, really are passionate about what they do and understand that they're here and put on this earth to serve others. So there's a lot of different components, but when I meet that ideal client or that customer, when we get together, man, some amazing things happen, some great things happen, and so that's what makes me different. It's really this relationship, this desire to help, and this passion for marketing.
And it's there. I mean, you can hear it in everything that you do, Allison. You certainly can hear it when you're speaking, and certainly when you're working personally with you. I know that firsthand. So let's tell people how they can get a hold of you, how they can get a hold of your website, your books, and find out more about Allison Tibbs.
Well, you can find me first. We talked a little bit about social media. I'm everywhere on social media. I'm actually live tweeting right now, so some good tidbits are being tweeted out. So you can find me on Twitter. It's either at Allison Tibbs or at Marquise LLC. That's me on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook, LinkedIn. I love to connect and chat and communicate, collaborate. So definitely find me on any social media. I have some videos, training videos out there on YouTube. It's just Allison Tibbs. You can also visit my website. I have two websites. The first is MarquiseMarketing.com. That's where you'll get a lot of good marketing resources. Also, I have a couple of free downloads for my ebook, The Guide for Successful Marketing for Small Business Owners, is up there, as well as you can get a sneak peek of the marketing system, so you can listen to a little bit more in depth about the system and get some tidbits there. You can also find me on AllisonTibbs.com. Some of my other books are out there. Both websites will be relaunching at the end of the month, so go there now, but definitely check it out next month, where you'll see some really cool additions there. But, you can connect with me anyway, and as I say, my whole objective is to serve and to help people, especially get more success in their life and in their business. And I'm really excited because I have a couple of new things coming out. I have a new series coming out called Power Marketing Live, and it's going to be this great workshop. It's going to be live events as well as online events to really add that extra spark to your marketing. So both of those websites will include more information about that, and I'll be launching in November. So, I'm just here to serve, and, any questions that you have, you can definitely reach out to me on any of those different outlets, and I'm here to serve you.
And I think that's great. So last comment to impart to our audience in terms of your journey to success, what would you tell our listeners
about their journey? The one thing I will say is have the clarity and have the vision. Take the time to figure out exactly where it is that you want to go. Don't rush into it. Don't look for outside input. Get very real with yourself, very honest with yourself, and really identify where it is you want to go, what you want to achieve, who you want to help and serve. And from there, and I tell this to everyone I work with, once you have the clarity and the vision and you're very purposeful and full of intent of where you want to go, you'll be amazed at how opportunities will begin to fall into your lap, how the right people will come, the right doors will open, the wrong doors will close, and you will start to see the journey and that path begin to light up, and you just follow it with all of your heart, with all of your conviction, with all of your passion, bring in people to support your vision and dreams, pull away from people that will tear you down, keep your head up, let the bumps in the road be a learning lesson for you, and just keep moving forward, because we're all destined for success. We just have to believe in ourselves, believe in our path, and trust the journey.
Wow. That was great. Allison, it's been a pleasure. And folks, make sure that you check out Allison Tibbs. Like she said, she's everywhere, and that's good. And thank you so much. You've been a great guest, and it's been a pleasure to have you on my show.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Pleasure is mine. Have a great day, Allison.
Thanks. You too.
Thank you. And folks, next week we're going to talk to Sally Felton. If I'm so smart, why can't I get rid of this clutter? And she's not just talking about the clutter that's around your desk or the clutter in your kitchen cabinets or anything like that. She's also talking about mental, emotional, and other kinds of clutter, so that's interesting. She also has a radio show, and I'm going to be on her radio show today at 3:00 Eastern, And so tune in to Sally Felton, F-E-L-T-O-N, and that's what's in store for us for next week. So I want you to think a little bit about Allison said, what Allison said. Allison Tibbs talked about positioning yourself for success. And positioning yourself for success, firstly, as she said, and I corroborate, is to really dig in deep within yourself and find out what really drives you, what really motivates you, where your passion lies, because oftentimes where those passions lie, as I totally believe, are where your gifts are. And when you draw from your passion and your gifts, you're on the road to your incredible success. And remember, you can also check me out at docwhite.org and take a look at some of the new programs that I will be featuring. I'm going to have Power U Online University for Women, and that's actually in the process of getting up on my website. And in November, I'm going to be here locally in Pennsylvania at the Mind, Body, Spirit Expo, launching something else that's very new, but I'm going to hold that a secret till next time. And until next time, this is Dr. Joanne White, and thank you so much for being a part of my life and for being here and sharing your time with us. And have a blessed day today and a blessed day until we meet again every day. And thank you for being you.
Been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with your host and author, Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the Upbeat Show to grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again by visiting divatoolbox.com and blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for sharing your day with us, and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.